He has the psula of a nochri. So it might be that the drabonon, let's say, that is considered to be included in one of the categories of lamtes meloches. So then he's a mumer. But the other rabbonon is not a mumer, just an easy rabbonon. There might be another napkin. Now let's say the shita of the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam, and there's the Psak of Shechono, the Mechaber and the Ramo, that not every avere that a person commits makes him posleides. In order to become posleides, midraise. So the shita of the Rambam is he must be either an avere of chomos like Iganef, Gazlan, so on. But or an avere for which there is Mrs. Bezin or Kores, Mrs. Shemayim or Malkus. But somebody, let's say you talk Shloshin Hore, it's a lav de Raise, but there is no Malkus, it's a lav Shem Vemaise. He's not posleides. Then, in order to become posle, leides mid Rabbonon, so if somebody eats Psariv Becholov, or Nevelim de Rabbonon, so he's also posleides mid Rabbonon. But the Shite Sarambam and the Shite of the Mechaber appears that only the kind of a derabonon like one who eats nevelim derabonon or psariv becholov. So in other words, so the deraisa of pasar becholov is that kind of an avere for which there is malchus. But when is the malchus if he eats psar behima becholov? But if he eats psariv becholov, even though the cholov was nispashil together with the eve, so then there is no malchus. But midrabonon psariv becholov is the same as psar behima becholov. So midrabonon it comes under a love for which there is malchus. Midrabonon it comes under a heading, under it's included in that kind of iser and that kind of category for which the rise of which there is malchus. The rise, but suppose someone will eat below mitzvah yadayim, he's even an iser rabbonon, but does it come under any heading that for the rise of which there is malchus? No. He's not posleides even midrabonon. So mele it could be, let's say according to the Rivot, if someone, or let's say in the case of poshat oni es yod lifni, v'not l'mol ba'is m'teichel, both are eiver yisur edrabonon. The oni is eiver, and the mol ba'is is eiver. But the oni is eiver, what kind of nisar edrabonon? A nisar of melechasi tzoye midrabonon. So mele will be posleides midrabonon. But the mol ba'is will be a chete. But it will not be posleides midrabonon. Because it's not an Issa Meloche. If it is an Issa Meloche, so for the Raise there is Misa and Kores, so Memele, for the Rabbonon of that Issa, he's posleides. So there could be many nafkimnes. Anyway, the same pshat we have to say in regard to Rashi's shit. Because Rashi explains it. Rashi says that the Mishnah emphasizes, the Akires, why? Because Rashi agrees with the same Lomdes as the Rabbeisov of Rashi. But where does the Rabbeisov of Rashi say that only the Shchilf Rishuis is an Issa Meloch of Itzoy? And the other Issure Drabonon, in connection with Itzoy, are not considered as being an Issa Meloch of Itzoy, but just the Gzeir. So Rashi Shiti is no. The Akire. This is the thing that initiates the melachas itzoye. So memele, that has a chalishem melachem rabbonon. But the anoche not. And even if the anoche is coupled with the chiluf rishuis, it still does not have a chalishem melachem rabbonon. Only the akire. What's the yeches with akire? Now, and Ramban, he agrees with the same omdes. But he says, no, adrabe, when does it have a chalishem melachem rabbonon? If the person consummates the melachem. If he makes the anoche, but if he just initiates the meloche and not consummate, then he just an isa rabbon. But it's not a meloche itzoy. It's not a meloche itzoy. So the Rambans can be understood much better than the Rabbanshi. They can be understood much better than Rashi, because when the one who does the anoche, he consummates the meloche, so he tells a chalisha meloche. But the one who makes the akire. Now let's say according to Rashi, so a very strange phenomenon. We are faced with a very strange phenomenon. Now, Poshet Balabayis es yod lechutz. I mean, Poshet only es yod lifni. The third book. Poshet only es yod lifni. So what does he make? He makes the Akire. All right. So then, that's the akira of what? That's the akira of achnosi. Achnosi. And then, not on babayis mitecho. So the babayis makes the anoche of achnosi. So the only is ever an isa melocha of itzoyim in Rabbanon. The babayis is ever stam in isa Rabbanon. Not an isa itzoyim in Rabbanon. All right. Now the second situation. He stretches out an empty hand. And the babayis puts something into his hand. The babayis makes the akira of itzoyim. And then the oni pulls out, so he makes the anocha of itzoye plus chilut v'shuyis. But who is even in the second situation? Who is doing a meloche? The rabbanon. So the balabais, even though the balabais was not machlev v'shuyis, he just put a chifetz into his hand. But that initiates it. So that's a meloche. And the oni, so. So then he pulled it out. He's even just an Issa, not a Melochah Zitzoy. What's the Svore? So we have to say in Rashi, because many times when a Melochah Zitzoy is done with the Raisi, so both the Akira and the Hanoche are done with one act at the time of the Akira. Let's say Zerik. When someone is Eric, a chifetz mishus ayochid mishus arabi, or mishus arabi mishus ayochid. So when does he do the akire? When the ball, let's say, is detached from his hand, he throws a ball from the mishus ayochid mishus arabi. So when the ball is detached from his hand, that's the akire. When is the anoche? The anoche takes place a second later, 2 seconds later. I mean, depending upon the time that it takes, you know, for the ball to rest in the other shoes, then it's the anoche. But when the anoche, so Alpidin, he does the anoche when the ball rests in the other shoes. Does he do anything? He can even fall asleep. So, in the meantime. But it's considered that he is doing the anoche when the ball falls in the other shoes. So that means his active act. So the anoche is a passive act. But the active act is done together with the akire. So many times, in many itzoyes, so the active act of the meitzi takes place at the time of the akire. And there is no separate active act after the akire. So because of that, the chachomim endowed the rabbonon of akires with the status of an isa ritzoy. Because in the deraises, many times, everything, the active act from which the anoche emanates, takes place together with akire. So in other words, so the initiation of the itzoye is more important. So the chachomim declared the initiation of the itzoye, the initiation of the itzoye takes place together with akire. So they declared that as itzoye min rabbanon. Whereas If someone does the anoche, even though it happens to be coupled with the chiluf reshuyis, so that's not a melachas itzoyim in the rabbanon. It's just an isar itzoyim. All right. Now, but we have to say, yeah, what is it?
Why can't Rashi really read the way Tosfos is masking on Rashi? The akira is just tilsim ba'alma.
All right, but Rashi, how do you understand?
Rashi says the lashon Rashi is gazrin and dilma. Obviously, they have
anoche. All right. So, but anoche. Hanoche, which consummates the melodi itzoye, is certainly osea. So why is akire more chomor than hanoche? But both are osea. So what does it mean? One is two times osea, and the other one is one time osea. I mean, both are osea. Both are osea. So why does the Mishnah emphasize the akires over and above the hanoche?
All right, so
Rashi was medayik from the Lashon, fine. But, so we have to understand the Mishnah itself. All right, so we have a diuk from the Mishnah. But what, we have to understand the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah ascribe greater stringency to the Akires than to the Anoches? The answer is the Akires are considered Hitzoyes in the Rabbanon. Hanoches without Akires are considered Hitzoyes in the Rabbanon, but not Hitzoyes in the Rabbanon. Now let's see. So according to the Rivo and the Rabbis of Rashi, there is a perfect parallelism in all the Boves. But according to Rashi's Pshat, there is no parallelism. There is no parallelism. And Tesis says that Kashi. That Tesis is Dav Gimel. So the Gemara says, Tura dos mi lechiv chatos. Ma she pir sharashi da akiris kachosh vininir aliri. Chode da akiris bolei atzoni imel tilto baome. Vein bodro re dechiv chatos klal. Vei, vifir shakintres kachosh vlu balabayis. Gimel yitzies vachnos achas. Uloni, gimel achnoses vitzoy achas. V'itzoyachas. So memele ve'id lechoshiv ta'at l'ftur d'oni bi'achas u'dosha bi'achas ki lechoshiv chiyu v'bereishe. In other words, there is no parallelism. There is no parallelism. You see, now, according to Rashi's pshat in Shavuos, then there is parallelism. Even on the basis of Rashi Shite, that Isura de'osel de'chiyuv chatos consists of akiras. So there is still parallelism, because according to Rashi's pshat in Shavuos, so what does it mean? Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayim, Shinarba Bifnim. So in other words, Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayim, there are two deraises, plus two derabonons of achnoses. So there are two achnoses deraises, plus two achnoses derabonon. Ushtayim Shinarba Bechutz means two itzoyes deraises, plus two itzoyes derabanan. So then there is still parallelism, even on the basis of Rashi Shite that Isura de'osel de'chiyuv chatos consists of akiras. Why? Because the Mishnah says so. The Mishnah says in the third bove, poshat oni es yodin lifni v'notol balabayis miseich. The first situation. So poshat oni es yodin lifni v'notol balabayis miseich. So what does it mean? So then, the oni makes the akire. He makes the akire. The akire of what? The akire of achnose, right? And then, oishenosel iseicho. He stretches out an empty hand, and the balabais makes the akire, and then he's made. Mashenkin, according to Rashi's pshat here, according to Rashi Shite, that Isura dosel dechiyuv chatos consists of akira, so there is no parallelism. That's Teisa's kash. So because of that, to miforish chivo dosel dechiyuv chatos haneisi shepeishit es yodei umachniso imitzio. So then there is full parallelism, even on the basis of Rashi's pshat. That shtayim shnarba bifnim means vis-a-vis the balabais, u'shtayim shnarba bechutz means vis-a-vis idon. All right, now let's see the whole Rashi. Now, shtayim shnarba. Midivreim yisifu shtayim lesa lechatchile. V'imose pota. U'kam miforsh lovoz. U'shtayim shindalil bachutz. Shtayim natere yitzoye v'achnose. Dioni yoyim mit bechutz. U'shtayim midivreim. Kisham lochen ases al vishnai. Zei keia vizei meniach lichatchilo oser v'imoso poter v'shtayim midivreim kisham lochen ases al vishnai zei keia vizei meniach lichatchilo oser v'imoso poter ki yalu b'gmor shnayim shosu pturim. Now Rashi has to emphasize that. I mean, Rashi was a big mikatzir. I mean, Rashi was probably the biggest bal mikatzir of all the Rishayim. Rashi doesn't mention one superfluous word. I mean, he's not a marich. Rashbam is a marich, but Rashi is a big mikatzer. And here, all of a sudden, he's a marich. Why? So Rashi says, "Ushtayim midivreim ki shamloch nasas al dishnayim zeikir v'zemeniach lichatchil oser v'imoso poter yal v'gmor shnayim shosu pturim." Now we have to understand that we have to analyze this Rashi in light of Rashi Shite, that the Mishnah emphasizes Isurei Itzoyim in the Rabbanon, not all the Rabbanons, but Isurei Itzoyim in the Rabbanon. And what constitutes an Isurei Itzoyim in the Rabbanon? Akire. Now, so in the third Bove, the first situation in the first bavli. So poshet oni esyadi lifnim. So he makes an akire, and then the balabais makes the anochi. So both are very sure rabbanon, but the oni is the one. Is the one who makes the akir. The balabais makes the anochi. Now in the second situation, he stretches out an empty hand, and then the balabais puts it in his hand. So the balabais makes the akir, and then the oni pulls it out. So both are very sure rabbanon. The balabais in the second situation, in the third bov, the balabais is eiver anisar rabbanon, and the oni is eiver anisar rabbanon. Who is eiver? Who does? Who is Eiver and Nisa Melochem in Rabbanon? The Balabais in the second situation. What does the Balabais do? The Oni, so he stretches out an empty hand. Then the Balabais, as the hand is inside the house, so he takes a handkerchief and he puts it in his hand. Does that constitute Itzoye? I mean, how can you say it has to make sense? Alright, the Chachomim and Daud declared it as a not Stam as Nisa the Rabbanon, but as an Isa Yitzoyim Rabbanon, but it has to make sense. It has to make sense. What kind of Yitzoy is it? He just, suppose the Balabais would just take a handkerchief that is lying on the table here and you'd put it here. So would he behave an Isa Rabbanon? So what does he do here anymore? The only stretched out an empty hand, and then the Balabais had the handkerchief in his hand, he put it in the only hand. So what do you do? So he's not only Zeiva Nisa Rabbanon, he's Zeiva Nisa Ritzoy. So Rashi points out, don't make the mistake that if, let's say, the Oni would stretch out, let's say, his empty hand, and then the Balabais would put a handkerchief in the hand, and he would keep it for 5 minutes. Then the Oni would come over and take away the handkerchief. He has to use the handkerchief, would take it away from him. So then it will be Gloria Milsalem Afreya that the Balabais wasn't even an Isa Rabbanon. What did he do? He didn't do anything. He just took the handkerchief from his hand and he put it in the Oni's hand. So it's like taking a handkerchief that is lying here on the table on Shabbos and he put it here on the table. So can that constitute an Isa Rabbanon? It has to make sense. Chachomim, I mentioned it many times. I mean that besides the why, there is always a reason as to the how. I mean, it has to make sense. How can it be awesome the Rabbanon? So the answer is Enochname. In such a case, if the Oni stretched out an empty hand, and then the Balabais put a handkerchief in the Oni's hand, and he kept it there, and then he took it out after 10 minutes or after half an hour. So then the Balabais was not even any Rabbanon. But if the Oni stretched out an empty hand, and then the Balabais put a handkerchief in his hand, then the Oni pulled it towards himself. So that means that Akira and Anoche was done by the two of them. So then the Akira marked the initiation of a full Melachas Yitzoye, except that it was done through the cooperation of two, not by one. It wasn't done, 1 second. It wasn't done unilaterally. It was done by the two of them. So then, if it was consummated into a full melache, except that the Balabais did not do everything himself, he just did one thing. So memele, it's considered an isar yitzoyim rabbanon. This is what Rashi says. That's why. What is it? What is it? What did he do with Enshli al Daveya?
He's doing a favor.
Oh, please, it has nothing to do with the Shliach Daveira. It has nothing to do with the Shliach Daveira. What does it do with Shliach Daveira?
So how could his favor be dependence without sanction?
Please, in Shliach Daveira means that if one person appoints another person to be Michal Shabbos, so we say, no, the Chil Shabbos is done by the Shliach on account of the instructions of this person, so cannot be attributed to Mishalach. There is no shliches, one act. So part of the act was done by one, and the other part of the act was done by the other.
But if the other one doesn't do any act, then there's no avero.
So what does it mean? There's nothing to do with the Shliach D'Aveiro. In Shliach D'Aveiro, when would you have a case of Shliach D'Aveiro if Reuven would say to Shimon, now I want you to write on Shabbos. And then Shimon would write. So we say Reuven is not responsible. In Shliach D'Aveiro. But what does it have to do? There is no shliches. It was done by two people.
I'm saying this isn't even as bad as
what?
Because you don't even tell the person that's on to take it out. He just
But why do you have to mention the Shlil Aveiro? Of course it's not even as bad as the Shlil Aveiro. Of course.
I'm not going to say it's not even bad, and for that he wouldn't be chayav. Right. He'd be chayav for this.
But why do you mention the Shlil Aveiro? It has nothing to do with the Shlil Aveiro here. It's, here is a case of a melacha being done by two. It's nothing to do with the Shlil Aveiro. All right, now. So this is what Rashi is saying. Ushtaim shindal bechut. Shtaim nateiro yitzo vachnos adoni. Hoime bechut. Ushtaim idivrayim. So then there is an Isra Rabbanon. But suppose the Balabais will just make the Akire, he'll put it, the handkerchief here, and then it'll stay for half an hour, then he'll take it out. It doesn't finalize in a Meloch Elfitzoy, in a full Meloch Elfitzoy. Then the Balabais didn't do anything. Why didn't do anything? Alright. Poshat Oni Es Yode. Vichevet Visecho. Poshat Oni Es Yode. Lifni. V'chayved v'seich. V'nosan l'sich yodid balabais. D'ovid le'akira b'yoshis ha'robi, b'yoshis ha'rabi, v'anoche b'yoshis ha'yochet. That's the first situation. The first situation. The second situation. Oy shenot al m'seich. Oy shenot al m'seich. V'eitzi ha'chayved. Oy shenot al m'seich. He says, v'eitzi ha'chayved. V'iniyar b'yoshis ha'rabi. D'ovid le'akira b'yoshis ha'yochet. So there is in the taste of Rabbi Kiveya and Mishnayis, he asks the Kashi against Rashi. In the second situation, you should not only say it. In other words, the Doni was patient, an empty hand, and then the Balabais had a handkerchief in his hand. So the Doni, as his empty hand was inside the house, so he took it out. And he pulled it out himself. So then he says, "So I should not tell me say ho veheitzi hachevet veini abiyoshus rabbi." So Rashi adds, and he put the handkerchief on the floor, on the ground, there in the oshus rabbi. The implication being, suppose the only stretched out an empty hand, and then here the balabais had a handkerchief in his hand, and then the only took out the handkerchief from the balabais hand. And he pulled it towards him, and he kept it like this, and remained standing. He won't be high. So the kashi is, but the Gemara says that akiras gufeik akiras chayfetz, and anochas gufeik anochas chayfetz. So not only if let's say the oni when he stretches out an empty hand and he takes out the handkerchief and from the balabai's hand and he pulls it towards himself and he puts it on the floor in the street. No, he doesn't put it on the street. He just takes it out and pulls it towards himself, and there is anochas gufei, so kanochas chayvet, it should be considered as if he put it on the floor. But Rashi emphasizes v'iniach b'shus harabim d'ovid le'akira b'shus hayochid v'anoche b'shus harabim. So the same thing is mentioned by the Rav Nachman. So Rabbi Kiveya says, so against Rashi it's not so difficult, because the Tesis Yontef points out that many times Rashi explains the Mishneh according to the Havamim. So that's Rashi's derech. That's Rashi's derech many times to explain the Mishneh according to the Havamim. But the Rav Batinora does not have that habit, because for a simple reason, because Rashi, you see, can explain it according to the Havamim, because Rashi explains the Mishneh as part of the Gemara. So in Mele, he has the confidence in the one who learns his pshat that he'll follow it up with the Gemara, so then he'll see. Masheinke in the Rav Batinore, he explains the Mishnah as there is no Gemara attached to it. So in Mele, so he cannot mislead the student by explaining the Mishneh according to the Havamineh. So then he will not know the right pshat in the Mishneh. Rashi, he's not afraid, because the one who is going to learn the Rashi and the Mishneh in all probability will also learn the Gemara after that. This is what Rabbi Kiveya says. So Memele, so against Rashi, it's not difficult, because we can say that Rashi says it according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Akiras Gufei Lavka Ka Akiras Chayfetz, and Anochas Gufei Lavka Anochas Chayfetz. But Rav Batinore, he doesn't have that approach in explaining a Mishneh according to the Havamineh, so why does he say Dafke Vinichu? But the same kasha that is outstanding against the Rav, but no, he's also outstanding against Rashi. So, but it's not difficult, because Rashi Shita is that when we say Akiras Gufei ke Akiras Chayfetz, or Anochas Gufei ke Anochas Chayfetz, so it means, because when a person, when there is a Maise Akira and the Guf, so when a person stands, when a person stands, so Mimele, he stands, where do his feet stand? On a certain portion of the Karak. On a certain portion of the Karak. So in other words, so his Anoche is on this portion of the Karak. While I stand here, then I start moving. So it doesn't mean that I move and then I stop at another place. So what does it mean? That I stop at another place, I just place my feet on the other place. It means I place my feet and my whole goof and everything that I carry, and all the whole load that is on my goof. So in other words, so when I stopped at first at this place, so that means not only I rested at this place, not only my feet rested on this place, but my whole body rested on this place. And if there is a load on my goof, I have some packages on my shoulders, in my hands, whatever, in my pockets. So that means that I, together with all my load, rested at that place. Then when I start moving and I stop at another place, so that means I stop at the other place. So Mimele, Rashi says, so when do we apply the aloche of anochas gufei kanochas chayfetz? If a person, let's say, had, let's say, a handkerchief in his hand or in his pocket, it doesn't make any difference. Or he had any bundle in his hand. So, and then he starts moving and walking. And then he stops. He's in the Rishus Rabbi. He walks Talad Ames and he stops. So then it means when he rested, so not only his feet rested at a new point, his feet with all the loads that he has on him also stopped at a new point. So also stopped at this point. So Mele, there was a anoche on the chifetz, also on the handkerchief too. And the handkerchief too. Mashein Kane, in this case, where the only stands in one place, and he stretches out an empty hand, stretches them down, and then he takes out from the balabai's hand, and then he pulls it, and he brings it over to himself, and if he doesn't put the handkerchief on the ground, so then there was no maisa anoche. So how can we say that he put it on the floor? You see, if let's say a person was standing in one place and then I start walking and I stand in another place, so then the Maisa Anoche is considered not only a Maisa Anoche on my feet, it's considered a Maisa Anoche on my whole goof and all the loads that I have with me. But if there is a Maisa Anoche, but here he's stationary, he doesn't change his position. And he stretched out an empty hand, and then he took it out from the rabbi's hand, and he pulled his hand. So if we said that Hanochas Yodei, Ke Hanochas Chayfetz Dome, then he would be Chayef. But we don't say Hanochas Yodei, Ke Hanochas Chayfetz. We say Hanochas Gufei, Ke Hanochas Chayfetz. So that's only Shayech if he changes his position, and he makes him a new Anoche on his Guf. He moves from one place to another. And he stops. He doesn't put down the valise on the floor in the street. But he keeps holding it in his hand. But he changed his position and he placed himself at a new point. So when he placed himself at a new point, he made the Maisa Anoche not only on his goof, not only on his feet, but on his old goof and on all the loads that he has on his goof. He made the Maisa Anoche. Mashein Kein, where he doesn't make a Maisa Anoche on his goof, he just makes a Maisa Anoche on his hand. So then we don't say that there was a Maisa Anoche and the Karka became Raglov and the Chayfetz. Yes.
And Rabbi Kibir's Kasha, that this Pshat is, let's say, would be Rashi Lishitoso, Lo Domi Liyado. Rashi's Mamash is explaining that case.
What do you mean, Lo Domi Liyado?
When the Gemara says that Akira's Gufo, Akira's Tavis, Lo Domi Liyado, so the Akira of the Yad is no Akira, so Mimelo Rashi's saying that the Hanocha is no Hanocha, so it has to be put on the ground. That's exactly how he explains the Gemara, that why should Rabbi Kibir go?
All right, because Rabbi Kibir, Rabbi Kvega assumed that that means it's not a, there is a machleket. We'll see. I mean, we'll discuss the Gemara further. We'll see that there is a machleket for Shenim on them. You see, because Rabbi Kvega took it for granted that Anochas Guf, Anochas Chayfetz means that since the Guf is Noch in a certain place, so Memele, the Chayfetz is also Noch in that place. No, but Rashi Shita is only when there is a Maise Anoch and the Guf. So the Maise Anoch and the Guf is considered the Maise Anoche and the whole group and on all the loads that are on the group, you see. But when there is no Maisa Anoche, so then we don't say Hanochas Gufeik Hanochas Chayfetz. Alright, now Ho'oni Chayef Shosem Loha Shleimo V'arishtayim Min HaTor Oleim Edvachutz Balabai Yispot Apot Legambe V'afil Chathru Lemuta V'lav Midov V'ochim Mifosh Bigmore Poshe Balabai Yis Balabai Yis Chayef V'arishtayim Min HaTor Oleim Edvifnim Poshe Toroni David Leakire, Vinovel Babai Seiko, Vinia Bifni. Again, Vovid Babai Sanoch, Oishnos Neseiko. David Babai Sakira, it's only the Niach, Schneem Ptui. Shall we also echo Miloha Shlemo? Avla Surim Lassis Kin Lechatrile, Shemo Yavi Kolechot Vechot Lassis Miloha Shlemo, Bishabes, Aristaim de Vrain, Achas Loni Behuts, Vachs Babai Bifni. Vim teima shnayim in cholechot veechot, akir loni akir lebayis, anach loni anach lebayis, vikam in porich lo. Umshan lo choshe lakir eis, shein tchilas amloche, vikal lemei ma Hashem yigmerenu, so that means, so that the Rabbonon, once it is consummated, if it's not consummated, so there is no Issa altogether. But if it is consummated, but it's done by two rather than by one, so the one who initiated the meloche that was done fully, except that it was done by two, so he is Eivir and Isaritzoye. And the other one who does the Anoche, even though it's coupled with the Chil of Geshuays, it's Tam Isar Rabbanon. It's not Eimelech Hasitzoye. All right, we'll read it again. Ready? Right now, we cover the Mishneh, we're up to the Gemara. Dan also, in Misach Shuas, Shuas Taim Shein Arba. So the Torah says, Lohora Lehetiv. So it's Chayev, he called Melev Yeret. In other words, if he's an Oni, so he brings one type of a Korb. And if he's an Oshir, he brings another type of a Korb. That's a Korb Melev Yeret. So the Torah says, Lohora Lehetiv. Lohora Lehetiv has the connotation of the future. In other words, it takes a shvue, a lehora, let's say, lo yeicher, or lehetiv, eicher. How about a shvue of lehova, or chalti, lo yachalti? So, as far as Korbim is concerned, there is a machleke between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva is marve from the posik of lehara lehetiv, also lehova. But Rabbi Shmuel is chelik. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no korb altogether. If one, let's say, takes a shvue or chalti, the truth is that lo yachal, or he takes a shvue lo yachalti, the truth is that ocha. But malkes there is. So this is what the Gemara in Shvue says. And the Gemara in Shvue says, Esikashe. The Mishnah in Shvue says, Shvue shtayim shinar. And then it says Yidiyas Atum Mishtayim Shinar. So Monefshach, whose view does the Mishnah in Shavuos represent? That's what the Gemara asks in Shavuos. If it represents the view of Rabbi Shmuel, so you only have Shtay, Yechel and Lo Yechel. We don't have two more, Ochalti Lo Yechalti. So we have to say that the Mishnah in Shavuos, when it says Shavuos Shtayim Shinar, according with the view of Rav Akiva. So in other words, so there is a chiyuv of Korb Milav Yeret, not only for a shvui of eichel v'leichel, but also for a chalti v'lo yachalti. But Rabbi Akiva happens to hold ligabe tume that only helim tume is chayev v'kol melevirek. But helim kedesh, helim migdosh, we don't say he's not chayev v'kol melevirek. And here the Mishnah says it is atume shtaim shin arba. How do we have shtaim shin arba? So in other words, if it had been based just on helim tume, so we would have shtaim, not tumo. But because of helim kedesh and helim migdosh, we have tumo. So monefsheh, if it accords with the view of Rabbi Akiva. If it accords with the view of Rabbi Akiva, so then how can we explain the other part of the Mishnah? Yediyas atumah shtayim shin arba. Rabbi Akiva holds there is a chiyuv of kol only in the case of helem tumah, not in the case of helem kedesh, helem kedosh. So the Gemara says no, that the Mishnah can accord with the view of Rabbi Shmuel too, But then yes, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So how does the Mishnah say Shvuah Shtayim Shin Arba? So there is only a chiyuv of kol meila v'eirit by eichel v'lo eichel. So it's only shtayim. By ochalti lechalti there is no kol. So the answer is there is no chiyuv kol, but there is a chiyuv malkes b'meizit. Now, so meila in the Mishnah says Shtayim Shin Arba means when there is a chiyuv, it doesn't have to be dafke a chiyuv kol. All right, now also Shvuah Shtayim Shin Arba. So shtayim consists of eichel v'leichel, and the two additional ones consist of achalti v'lo yachalti. Yediyas atume shtayim shein av. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Tan osa misach shvui shtayim shvui shel bitu lehor aleiti shtayim in lischayv alim kol mila v'yeret. Homo b'farsh di nafkim lehor aleiti di mash melahab eichel v'leichel shein arba atumo. יש לו רבי סעיד שתיים לריבה כוסף וכל שהבאתי עוד אומר רבי סלישו אבל אכלתי לאכלתי לא יאכלתי באורך ידיע סעתומה או אמור איז בקור מלווירית או נפש כסיגה ואמור למסך השבוע שהיה כוסף דאבל ותמסמיד וקדושו של אח השני תמו אוכל קדש או נכנס למקדוש ואלפין הנוסו של מסחי ולבידי התחילו וידי הביסו והלו בינתי כי שיודע that's peculiar to the חיוב קורם in תמסמיד וקדושו. In other components, there is no aloche of yidiyah b'tchilo. Yidiyah b'sof, that's a general principle. There cannot be any korm unless there is a yidiyah. And without a yidiyah b'sof, so it doesn't become a chuyav korm. It's not only if he doesn't get any yidiyah, so b'mtzias he will not bring a korm because he doesn't know. No. If he does, as long as there is no yidiyah b'sof, so he's not mechuyav korm. This is an essential ingredient in the chiyuv, the yidiyah. So that's a general principle, yidiyah b'sof. But by tumas migdash v'kadoshov, ligabi the korban for tumas migdash v'kadoshov, in addition to the prerequisite of yidiyah b'sof, there is also aloche of yidiyah b'tchilo. Shemischayu yidiyah tchilo yidiyah b'sof elam mitayim. Ki sheyoda shenitmo, he knew that became tumi, and then he forgot. V'nelam mena tumi, and in a state of forgetfulness, so ochel kedesh. ומשאוכל יודע שאוכל ביטומי שתיים אין משמעי זקוסו ונלו ממנו והוא תומי משמע שנלו ממנו תומו אבל זוכרו שאוכל קידש ושזה מיגדוש הרי שתיים. But how do we have to? In other words, he forgot his tume and he ate קידש, or he forgot that he's תומי and he entered the מיגדוש. So הרי שתיים הלו נתונו גם בקידש ולו נתונו גם במיגדוש תומו שין ארבע יש לכל רבי סייד שתיים מריבו ונלם ונלם ביסבומים לרבי סעזוך אלי תומו אבל נלם מן קדש. He didn't know, he knew he was tummy, but he didn't know that this חתיך הסבוסו was קדש. He thought it was חול או כזו משחול לי או נלם מן מיגדוש. He entered עזורי, he didn't know it was עזורי, he thought it was not the עזורי. So מרס נגויים שניים שין דל. What is מרס נגויים? Because the Torah says בהרס. So מרס נגויים לתם במשניים מהם סייס ובהרס שאין ארבע מריבוס הפחס שהוא משמע תפילו כמו ספחינינו הלחס מרבה תפילו לא זו ולא זו תולדה לסייס ותולדה לבהרס בשון החכומי בהרס. What is בהרס? If the נגע is white like snow, Azok Ashalek. So what is the Tolde? If it is not so white, but like seed, like plaster, Shniolo Kisidahech. Now what he says, if it's white like wool, Tsemelova, Shniolo Kikum Beitzo, like white of an egg, Maralo Shinzochel, Mishum Hoche, Tone Shnai, Shein Dalet, alright. So, my Shneoche, Yitzias, so then it also mentions, Yitzias Ashabah, Shtaim Shinarba. So over there on the Mishnah in Shavuos, when the Mishnah mentions Yitzias Ashabes along with other things, along with Shavuos and Yedias and so on, so the Mishnah only mentions once Yitzias Ashabes Shtaim Shinarba. But here the Mishnah mentions it twice: Yitzias Ashabes Shtaim Shinarba Bifnim uShtaim Shinarba Bechutz. So the Gemara's Kashi is Maish Nochli Tone Beitz Shein Dalet Bifnim uBei Shein Arba. ושתיים שנארבע בחוץ ומיישנו הוסום דיתונה שתיים שנארבע. He doesn't spell it out that vis-a-vis פנים, and vis-a-vis חוץ ומיישנו הוסום דיתונה שתיים שנארבע וסבור הוכה דייקה שתות גמור give the terrace at first הוכה דייקה שבסו תונה אובס ותונה תולדס הוסום דלאביקה שבסו אובס תונה תולדס לא יתונה. So the Gemara says at first that here when the Mishnah says Yitzias Hashabos Shtaim Shinarba Bifnim Ushtaim Shinarba Bechutz, so the Mishnah discusses not only the Oves, which is Itzoye, but it also discusses Achnoses, the Toldes. Achnoses. Achnoses means when you bring in from the Rosh Hashanah, Moshe Zayochet. Hitzoya means when you carry over from the Rishus Ayochid into the Rishus Arab. So, Osom, Erochid Keshabesu Tone Oves, Vitone Toldes. Osom Lavi Keshabesu, Oves Tone, Toldes Loitone, Oves Mainiu, Yitzies. So over there in Shmues, when the Mishnah says Yitzies Ashabes Shtayim Shein Arba, so it only counts the Oves. What is Oves Hitzoya? Sachno says that's it a lot. Even though it's midraise and it's chay v'chatos, but it's still a telode. It's still a telode. So mimele, so yitzias treyave. So how can the Mishnah say yitzias hashabos shtayim shein arba? So we only have yitzoyes two yitzoyes. Yitzoye the balabai, yitzoye the oni. But how can the Mishnah say two more? V'chitei memen l'chiyuv memen l'ptur. Because when the Mishnah says Yitzias Hashabos, Yitzias Hashabos, Shtayim Shenarba, when the Mishnah Shvuah says Yitzias Hashabos, Shtayim Shenarba, so it means Shtayim to Chiyuv the Reis of Yitzoy. Yitzoy of the Balabai is Yitzoy the Oni. And two additional Yisuri the Rabbon of Yitzoy. So together it's four. Vodum Yedim Maris Negoyim Katone, there it's mentioned in conjunction of Maris Negoyim. Maris Negoyim doesn't include any of the Rabbonos. Maosim Kul Chiyuv, Avachanami Kul Chiyuv. Elo Marav Pot. Ho chedika shabesu. Tone chiyuve uptur. So here he mentions the raises and the rabbonos. So when the Mishnah says here, Yitzies ha-shabos shtayim, shein arba bifnim, so it means they are to the raises plus to the rabbonos, bifnim, and to the raises, plus to the rabbonons, bechutz, osom de lavika shabesu, chiyuvetone, uptura loitone. So the Gemara explains it. So in Shavuos, the Mishnah only discusses the raises. So that means that they are for the raises, for chiyuvet raises. So chiyuvet maninu yitzies start of it. So in other words, so we have one itzoye of the balabais and one itzoye of the oni. So Itzoya of the Balabais means when he's made in Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaRabi, away from himself, and Itzoya the Oni means when he's made from the Meshus HaYochid and Meshus HaRabi towards himself. But it's only two. How does the Mishnah mention four? Yitzias Tatnavi. So the Gemara says, Shtayim de Itzoya uShtayim de Achnos. In other words, they are for the Reises, In other words, two itzoyes, itzoyed balabayis, itzoyed oni, and two achnoses, the raises. He achnoses balabayis, achnoses the oni. Voitzies katone, omaravashe, tone, tane, achnose, tane, achnose name itzoye call. The tane ko iso, achnose he also calls itzoy. Mimai, miditnan, hameitzim yoshus yoshus, chay. מילו יעסקינו נקומייל משוס הרבים משוס היוחיד וקוקורו לאיצוי ותאי ממאי כל הקיר הסחיבת מקיים תן איצוי כל אומר רבין הם אסליס נעמדי דקטון היציאס and then what does he explain? הכנוסה so you see that הכנוסה is also an example of יציאס וכמו שהכנוסה לאולטה שמאמין רובו אמר רישויס קוטוני רישויס שבא שתי now let's see there. Let's see the Rashi. Tono oves vitoldes. So at first the Gemara says that over there, only here, the Tana in the Mishneh counts toldes. But in the Mishneh in Shavuos, the Tana does not count toldes. Only here. Tono oves vitoldes. Yitzias vachnosis. Shaitzias ovesi. Dimvayayiru, why is itzoye more of an av? The answer is because what is an av regabi itzoye, that which is spelled out in the Torah. So what is spelled out in the Torah? Itzoye not achnos vayirokil b'mach l'mashmil itzoyes elo misloi amrino merde meshus loshus copy ko maliafuki maliyule, but it's still not spelled out explicitly. So that's why itzoye is called an av and achnos is called itzoye. Tartenhab. The only the Labais, Umaishin Albedicton also, Mehen Lechiv Melepto, Yitzi is the only the Labais Lechiv, Vitzi is Taim Shopto, Ste Akira Sholitsoye, in Poshet Balabais, Yodim Leo Lechutz, we not alone in Mitzecho, Harim Toshab Labais, the Koshal Tanmat Nisan, Ugin Poshet only Yodin Rikonis with Nim, we not some Balabais Lesecho, Harim Toshen Sholitsoye, Shosla Hatrile. So you see Rashi says this in line with what he says, Davgimu. That the Mishneh, when it counts, when it emphasizes the Rabbonons, it doesn't emphasize all the Rabbonons, but only certain Rabbonons. The Rabbonons that are also the Chiyuv Chatos. And according to Rashi, so what the Rabbonons are also the Chiyuv Chatos, Akires. As we explained it. Because that the Rabbonon, Akira without Anoche, is considered the Rabbonon. In line with what he says, Davgimu. So he spells it out again. Poshat on yod rikonis lifnim. Again, poshat balabais yodim leo lechutz. Now here the Gemara is so far the Gemara assumed that the Mishneh is only counting hitzoyes, not achnotes, and in conformity to Rashi's pshat. That only the Rabbonons that also the Chiyuv Chatos, which is Akiras. So in other words, what is the Mishneh counting? Akiras of Itzoyes. Akiras of Itzoyes. So where do we have Akiras of Itzoyes? So it says, Te Akiras, Shal Itzoye, Kim Poshet Balabais, Yodim Loyal Lechutz. So the Balabais makes an Akira. In what kind of Meloche? In the Meloche of Itzoye. We not alone in Mitzecho, so the Labayit, that's one Akire, Harim Tosh Labayit, the Choshetan Mastisim, Uche Gein Poshaton, Yod Erikonis Lifniim, we not Zal, Balabayis Liseicho, and then the Oni pulls it out, so the Balabayis is making the Akire of Itzoy. Harim Tosh Enish Lo Itzoy, so that's in conformity to Rashi's Pshat. In other words, when Teisve says here, we haven't reached the taste fest. But in time, we have to have a few Rashi will appear as can live. It does say somuch. The Akira is Kachoshi. If it does say for a time with two Akira and Malabais. So according to what Rashi says here, this taste doesn't make sense. The answer is, as the Marshal and the Maram point out, the taste fest had another Girse. Had another Girse here in Rashi. But according to the Girse we have in Rashi, Rashi is mentioning Rashi is mentioning two akiras of balabais. Alright. So Hodumi the Maras Negoim Katonolo. Maosam Kulla Chiyuve, Shebeze mentioned Nitma Pavanichas Lemigdash Chayev, Uloche Porch Maras Negoim, Dinu Shwes Vidias, Plukti, Dikemandoma Bishwes in a Chayev Laosid Love, Ubdias Nami Kamandoma in a Chayev Lalem Tumedes Rabakive. And the Mandoma who says in Chayev Laosid Love, so that's Rabbi Shmuel. Chiyuve Tony, Kinforish the Kami, Beze Toy to Bizachnosis, Vichulom, Lichiyu, Biochi Chosom. Only levade you balabais levade. Chiyuve maininu yitzias. Kileima. Yitzias katone. Dimashma. Hitzoi. Likach mitame. Hei michayiva. Hei michiyuve katone. Al kochoch. Yitzias lechudaye. Vitalte udavi. Umshane achnose nami katone badaye. Miditnan ameitzi meshus lashus. Kochoshiv mi enovis mlochid firik wal godu. Milo yaskin und al kochoch achnose nami chayiv. Kitone masnis no ne chayev, vikotone ameitzi. So, masnis no ke name deike, achnos name koritzoi. Diktone yitzies, val ko hoch lo imotzen forschlei, di yitzies lo chudai koma. Umaishin arba, chiyuvi upture, do me forsch achnose bereishe. Diktone keitzat poshet oni es yodel ifnim, daine achnose. Vikotone lo bifirushe li yitzies, so the Mishneh spells it out in explanation. As explanatory of Yitzias. So that means that Achnose is also called Yitzias. Al Machnose name called Yitzoy. Rovo Malor, the Kashloch, Lishne di Yitzie, Beinoche, Bein Hosom, Rishui is Koton, Rishui is Taim, Rishus Ayochidu, Shus Arabim, Shinaba Bifnim, Kleima, Val Yidean Yishloch Arba Yisurim Bifnim, Uchinegdom Bechutz, Umen Lechiyu, Umen Liptur, Val Yidishui is Kul Lechiyu, Vekidik Kimne. So what's. So. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in the Maskone that the Mishneh in Shuas discusses the Raises. The Mishneh in Shuas discusses the Raises only. The Raises only. And why does it say Yitzias Hashabbos Shtayim Shin Arba? Because there are two Yitzoyes, Hatzoyed Balabayis, Yitzoyed Ohoni, and there are two Achnoses, plus two Achnoses. So together it's four. But the Gemara also said here, Obis my new Yitzias, we Yitzias Treyav. So that means that Achnose is only Telode. Why is Achnose only Telode? So Rashi explains it because an Av is only that kind of a Meloche that is spelled out explicitly in the Torah. And what does the Torah spell out explicitly? Hitzoy, not Achnose. So it appears from this Gemara that Achnose is only Telode. But the Rambam says that Achnose is also now. Oh, Pirik Yudveiz Milcha Shabbos Aloch Echesh. He tsoye vachnose mirshus lirshus milochem mobis milochesi. Vi afal pishe dovoze kol gufiteiro vi pimeishe misina in emru harayim abateiro yish vi yish al yaso id milocho vi srum sa kerekesh vay chale om yob holimadito shavoe milocha kere iso vi chayim lomdom vi ashmuye shamaro bishus arabim mitchilas arba liseif arba harayu kemeitzi mirshus lirshus vi chayim. So the Rambam says explicitly Hoitzoye veachnose mirshus milochem ovis milochesi. So everybody raises the question against the Rambam. It's contrary to our Gemara. It's contrary to the Gemara here that based on the base. So the Gemara says, Hosom de la vika shabbos yo ovis tone. Told us loiton ovis maniu yitzias treyavi. Yitzias treyavi. So in other words, so that means, so the Gemara says, That they are only two. Why are they only two? Because Hitzoye de Balabais, Hitzoye de Oni. But if Achnose is also an Av, so why does the Gemara say only two? And then there is another Gemara in Azirik that says explicitly that Achnose is Itoni. Daftalik Rovam Beis. So the Gemara says, relevant one from the top. Ashkechon Mitzoye, Hach Nosim in Olon, because from the Posik, this Posik spells out Hach Mitzoye, but not Hach Nosim. So how do we know Hach Nosim is also Chayev? Svori, Mer de Mirshus Lushusi, Mali Afuke, Mali Ayule, Miu, Hitzoye Av Hach Nosim Tilode. So the Gemara spells it out. That Hach Nosim is Tilode, and the Rambam says that Hach Nosim is also Nav. So that's no kasha, because the Ramban here on the Chidushim, so the Ramban says, the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ramban says that in the Chaname, the Gemara at first held that Achnose is it a lot, inasmuch as it is not spelled out by the Torah. And the Gemara Nazirik also holds that Achnose is it a lot. And Rove also agrees with that. Rove also agrees with that, because in regard to Rabbinis, in regard to in regard to the Gemara's kasha, Yitzias started having, so Ravashi says Achnos enami Yitzorei Korale, and Ravashi is really explanatory of Rav Pope. I mean, Rav Pope and Ravashi is the same thing. But Rove gives a different teretz. Rove gives a different teretz. Rishui is katone. So that means, why does he have to say that Rishui is katone? Because if it's Yitzias HaShabbos, so then it only includes Yitzoyes, not Achnoses. Achnoses. So the Ramban says that on this point there is a machlekes between Rav Pope, Rav Ashi is explanatory of Rav Pope, between Rav Ashi and Rove. Because Rove agrees with what Gemara said in the Kash. Obviously, my new Yitzias, Yitzias Treyavi. And Rove agrees with what Gemara says in Nazirik. Miu, Hitzoya Av, Uvachnoset Elode. Why? Because why does Rove say that? Because according to Rove, so only Yitzoya that is spelled out explicitly by the Torah is considered enough. But Achnos, even though Mitzvah Svore is the same thing, Mali Yule Mali Afuke, but it's not spelled out, so it's the Rode. This is Rove's Shite. Masheim Kein, Rav Pope and Rav Ashi, and this, they say that the Mishneh doesn't say Rishuas, it says Yitzias HaShabbos, and still Achnose is counted, so that means that Achnose is called Itzoye by the Mishneh. If the Mishneh calls Achnose, it calls Itzoye, so that means that they are this, that Mam is the same, that Achnose is also enough. This is what the Ramban says. So there is no doubt that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashi. Alright. Of course, Rashi and Teisves, Achilik, Rashi and Teisves hold that the machlekes between Rav Ashi and Rove is only whether it can come in the Loshen Yitzias, but enough it is. It is according to everybody. Even according to Rav Pope and Rav Ashi. Alright. Omale Rav Masne Labai, Hotam Nehavet. How does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shinarba Bifnim. So we have four Bifnim. Ushtayim Shinarba Bechutz plus four Bechutz. So together it's eight. Tam Navin. No, we have 12. We have 12. How do we have 12? Because we have Poshet Balabayis Eshyon Lechutz Vinosan Lisech Yodin Shaloni. So Balabai is Chayev. So in the first Bove, so in the Poshet Ha'on Yisrael Lifnim, not Lisech Yodin Shel Balabayis, Oy Shenot Al Miseicho Ve'itzi, Ha'on Chayev Balabai is Potter. So in the first Bove, we have two Chiyuvim. Then, in the second Bove, we have again two Chiyuvim. So it's four. That's the Raisis. Then, in the third Bove, Poshet Ha'on Yisrael Lifnim, so in each Bove, we have two situations. So in each situation, there are two Isurei Rabbanon. Poshet Ha'on Yesod Lifnim, not Babayis Meseicho. So two the Rabbanons. In the second situation, Shlosh Meseicho Ve'itzi, Shneim Pturim. So again to the Rabbanon. So in the third Bove we have four Rabbanons. And then the fourth Bove, also two situations, niche situation. So the Balabais is either one is a Rabbanon and the only is either. So we have four and four is eight. So in other words, so we have eight the Rabbanons in the last two Boves. In the last two Boves, plus four the Raises. So it's 12. So it's 12. Tatisoben Haven. Utamecho, Shitzer Haven, because we have four more in the case where the Oni is Chayev and the Balabais is Poter. So we have, and then the case where the Balabais is Chayev and the Oni is Poter. So we have four more, so it's 16. Omale Holoikashi, Bishle Mubova with the Reishe, Poter Muter. Because in the Bove of the Reishe, so one is active, is completely active, does everything. And the other one is completely passive, he doesn't do anything. He's just a recipient. He doesn't do anything. So Mele, so that is not counted. But El Bove de Seive, the Potter Avaloser. So the question is, in the third Bove and the fourth Bove, so both are active, equally active. So we have eight. We have eight. Some melee. So then together it should be 12. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is interrupting for a moment what the Gemara said, what the Makshin said. So, Bove the Reishe Potter Muter, how can you say that in the Reishe, when the Oni makes the Akira and the Anoche, and the Balabais is completely passive, so even though the Mishnah says that the Balabais is Potter, that it means he doesn't do any Avere. But since the Loshen Potter is used, so that implies that there is an Avere de Rabbonon Chol Apoches, Mike Bichule Shabbos Potter Muta Vamashmuel Koptur the Shabbos Potter Avlosa Bama Hanetladi Potter Muta Tzida Svi Vitzida Snocho Shumapis Muse, even though the Loshen Potter is mentioned, but there it's Muta. So because of Tzare de Gufe. So it's Muta. So we see that only these three exceptions, we have only these three exceptions, but everywhere else, whenever the expression, the term Potter is mentioned, it means Oser. So how can you say? How can the Makshin say that Bove de Reishe? So when it says Potter, it means Muter. So the Gemara says, Ki Tzrich Lishmuel. When does Shmuel say that there are only three exceptions and everywhere else? So Potter means Oser. To the COVID mice, but here in the Reishe, so the recipient is completely passive. So we don't have a klal that potam means potam avalos. But anyway, so the Gemara's kasha, the kasha of the Makshin is we have twelve. Mikol mokein tatesor have. So the Gemara. So why does the Mishnah only mention eight? So the Gemara gives a teretz, p'tura dosa b'lechi yavchatos, kochoshi. Dosa b'lechi yavchatos, loy kochoshi. So here we have the machlekes Rashen. What does it mean? Now let's see the Rashi. Tatesor and Havet. Arba chiyuvi tamni p'ture. Shtei akires lo'oni b'le anoche, shtei anoche b'le akire. V'chim b'le abayis. Poshet ones yodim v'yil ifnim to babayis. Meseicho are akir lo'oni. V'anoch l'bo abayis. Oishnos l'seicho v'yitza akir lo abayis v'anoch lo'oni. V'chim poshet b'le abayis. Ketonu ko. So shitzer ahave. Vikil mech shon hama hanach p'tura di mislin gabi chiyu v'oni. Chayev u b'le abayis potach l'bo abayis chayev v'oni potach. So then we'll have four more. So Bobed Rishon Chayv Labayis Potter Labayis Chayv on the Potter the Potter Mechatos Mutol Chatchile the Lavakir Oved the Leanoch Oved Shachem in Nichem Yodei Potter Avloser Potter Mechatos Avloser Medevrei Mechatchile Tzida Svi Tzida Snocho Shema Pismurse Kulom Ferik Leza or Ime or Eirik Bisei Vevoso Mefosh Tamaye Minolun the Potter Umuter Murse Mapis Eitzir Shet Tiftach Viteitzi Aleicho. So if he, let's say, he squeezes out the pause from the market, so it's Potter and Muter. So it's potter and muter. So the Gemara Dafkuv Zayin says, Dafkuvov says that it's potter and muter. Rav says that why is it potter and muter? Because it's potter, there is no Yisad Raisa, because it's Moshin Tzrichel Guf. So, but the Rabbon, it should be Oseh, but Mishim Tzara the Guf, so the Chachom Noamat. And the Rambam and the Oruch, so they say it's potter and muter because it's a psikreshe, it's Noshin Mishav, so it's a psikreshe no Yichpes. Whatever the reason is. Kis the Chalash min the Potter Muta Bana Dizme Maizik and Atlad Mesulek I ketuve ki in Hanad Bo Vereish Ptur Adoso So Ptur Adoso Mdech Yiv Chatos ki in Akires She in Tchila Samloche Di Ikal in Mikzah Di Ume Gomalo Avo Anoches Li Motz Le Meis Lech Yiv Chatos Do Oleke Akire Gabahai Ve Abba Diktoni Bechol Chat Tarte Dech Yiv Ba Akire Di Ptur Adi Tarte Minu Poshet Oni Yodim Le Yiv Nim Hochode Oy Shenos Mle Seicho Bala Bais So that's Rashi's pshat. That when the Mishnah counts, the Rabbonons, the Mishnah emphasizes only Akires. So, but there are four more the Rabbonons, but the other four the Rabbonons are not as humble. Why? Because the Hanoches, the other four the Rabbonons, which consist of Hanoches, are just Gzeres. But they do not constitute in Locha Vitzoye even with Rabbanon. So there might be a number of Nafkimines. One Nafkimine might be in regard to the din of Mumel Chal Shabi Faresye. So he's a Mumel Chalater Kulen. So the Gemara Neirav says, even if he's a Chal Shabi Faresye in Shvus in the Rabbanon, let's say he carries Bifaresye in the Carmelis, so he's a Mumel Chalater Kulen in the Rabbanon. So it could be, but so it's very mistaber that when does it become a mumer v'cholater kula midrabbonon? If midrabbonon is zeivad lametes meloches, let's say someone who carries nekamles, so midrabbonon is he does a melacha Shabbos midrabbonon. Mashein kein, if there is just a gzeira on Shabbos, so then he's not michal Shabbos, he's even a niser of Shabbos, but he's not, he doesn't do a meloche. So it's very likely that according to Rashi, if someone will make the Akira without the Anoche, Bifaresye, he'll have a din of Mumer. But if he'll make the Anoche without the Akira, he'll be even a Nisa, he'll be a Chete. But a din of a Mumer, he will not. And there could be another Nafkemini in regard to the Psuleides. So if someone is even a Nisa Rabbonon, for the derisa of which there is a chiyuv mise or kores or malkes, so then he's post latest mid rabbonon. But if someone is ever an isa rabbonon that does not come under any category of a derisa for which there is mise or kores or malkes, let's say somebody eats below until you're dying, so according to the Rambam, he's not even post latest mid rabbonon because it's not an isa for the derisa of which there is malkes or mise. So memele. So it's very likely that according to Rashi, if someone will make an akira without anoche, so that means midrabbonon is in chal Shabbos. What kind of an enesh is there for chil Shabbos, mise and kores? So mele for the rabbonon of chil Shabbos. So akira without anoche is possible in midrabbonon. But if somebody will make anoche, so it's just an isa. So it's like the isa that the Gemara mentions. Let's say, suppose someone stands on the borderline between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabin, and in the Rishus HaRabin there is a fountain, or there is a pail of water, and he'll bend down, he'll stand in one Rishus, and he'll drink in the other Rishus. So then there is an Isa Rabbonon because of Exeire. Maybe he'll be even the Yisar Itzoy. So that's not, he's not a Mechal Shabbos, he's just an Yisar Rabbonon. So Hanoches without Akires, so is the same thing. Hanoches without Akires is the same thing. Alright. Now, this is Rashi's Pshat. The Rabbi Sayemrim, Pshites. So I said last time that the Rabbi's of Pshat is the same Pshat as the Rivot. Rabbi Sayemrim Pshites Yad Lifnim, Ligabishneim, Ben Leo Ben Rikonis, Hitchilas Amaise. So, of course, it is self evident that the Rabbis of Rashi so wouldn't say something that wouldn't make sense. They couldn't mean that if somebody stretches out an empty hand and doesn't do anything from one reshus to another, so he's ever an Isra Rabbanon, and that's a Isura Dosl Chiyav Chatos. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. So what they mean is Rapshides Yad Lifnin Ligabishneim Bimleim Rikonis, that even Rikonis, if the Oni stretches out his hand and then the Balabais puts a handkerchief into the Oni's hand and then the Oni pulls back his hand towards himself, so that is Isura Dosl Chiyav Chatos. But if he just stretches out an empty hand and he doesn't do anything, he doesn't pull it back, so then there is no Isa. There's no Isa. Not only there is no Isa if nothing is placed in his hand, but even if the Oni stretches out an empty hand, and then the Balabais, puts a Chayfetz into his hand, and then the Oni keeps it for an hour or so, and then he drops it on the floor, and he doesn't pull it back, so the Oni will not be even an Isa either. So when the Rabbis have said, he means, and it is pulled back. Alright, now. So we have three pshatim in the Gemara. Rashi's pshat is that Isura Deosel de Chiyuv Chatos has reference to Akires. So that is the Isa de Rabbonon that is Chomo, that is considered a Melechah Shabbos, a Melechah Sitzoyim mit Rabbanon, and is considered a Mechal Shabbos mit Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon of Hanoche is a Ixere, but is not considered as a Mechal Shabbos even mit Rabbanon. The sheet of the Ramban is just the reverse, that Isura Dos Lechiyav Chatos is the Hanoche. So that is considered as a Melechah Shabbos mit Rabbanon. But Akira is Oser, but it's not considered as a Melechah Shabbos even mit Rabbanon. And then the sheet of the Rabbeis often, and the Rivoy is that the Chiluf Rishuyes, sometimes the Chiluf Rishuyes in the Mishneh is coupled with Akiras, sometimes the Chiluf Rishuyes is coupled with Anoches. Alright. Now the Gemara Sekashe, Voisav de Miloche Mibinaye. So in other words, why is he Potter? He should be Chayev. Now, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Both should be chayev. Now, let's say where it's done through the collaboration of the Oni and the Balabais. Posha the Oni is yodu ifnim. And then we're not talking about Balabais Meseicho. So the Oni makes the Akira, the Balabais makes the Anoche. So the Gemara's kasha is let them both be chayev. Or the Gemara's kasha is in that case let the Oni be chayev. Or let the Balabais be chayev. What's the Gemara's kasha? So Teisa says, now, Rashi doesn't say anything on this Gemara. So we don't know how Rashi explained it. But Teisa says, Shneim Pturim voisav dem lochem b'nai, eini koya masnis, sha'arei sheni shneim Pturim dani poshe ronis yod lifnim koboi likamon, el koya amai dikoma Pture dosim lechiyuf chatos kachoshif, avol chates lesbiu, elu shneim Pturim kitonim masnisim, to the Masnitzin. So in other words, so in the, let's take the first situation in the third bavli. Posha the Oni is yodi lifni, so the Oni made Akira, and the not of Balabais Meseicho. So the Balabais made Anoche. So he says, Alekoya amai dekom apturi, dos b'lechichat chosim, alechat slezbo shneim pturin, to the Masnitzin v'amai, v'misav lochim minaye, v'lipoyach sheyischai v'rishin. So in other words, so the Gemara did not have even a Salkedaitoch that in the case of Poshat Oyoni as Yodel Ifnim, that the Oni should be Chayev. But the Havamin of the Gemara was that L'chol HaPoches, the Balabais, who takes the handkerchief from him, should be Chayev. Balabais should be Chayev. So, V'notal Balabais, So the Ramban all says the same thing as they says, but the Ramban we understand very well, the Ramban, because the Ramban holds that when the Gemara says Pture the osim lechiyuv chatos kachoshiv, so the Gemara has reference to Anoches. So according to the Ramban, so what is the what is the most homo shvus? Hanoches. Hanoches is the most homo shvus. Not chiluf rishuis, but hanoches. So, some mele, we can understand this. Why the Ramban says that when the Gemara in the Havamini asked, why shouldn't he be mechuyev echatos, the Gemara had reference to the Anoches. But Teisves didn't mention in the previous Teisves, the Brahmas Chokturos Lechiv Chatos. So Teisves didn't mention Ramban's Pshat. He only mentioned, Rashi's Pshat, which Teisves is Masik, and then Teisves mentions the reverse Pshat, and it appears that Teisves agrees with the reverse Pshat, that the Isura Dos Lechiv Chatos consists of Chiluf Rishuyis. Not Akire, not Anoche, but Chiluf Rishuyis. Sometimes it is coupled with Akire, and sometimes it is coupled with Anoche. So, Mimele, how does Teisves say that when the Gemara in the Salkedaitoch, when Gemara in the Havamin, he had the Salkedaitoch, that he should be Mechuyev Echatos? So, the Gemara had the Salkedaitoch in respect to Anoches. So, Monepshech, if Teisves, Shite is, that Anoches is so homo that without his special Zerzakosov he should be Mechayev for the Anoche, even though he didn't do the Akire. So then let Teisves explain the Gemore of Isure, the Osel de Chiyuv Chatos, like the Ramban, but he doesn't explain like the Ramban. So the Ramban we understand. But the question is, how does Teisves say that? Now, in order to understand Teisves, so we have to understand the Ramban fully. All right, I said it first, that the Ramban is not kosher. Why isn't the Ramban kosher? Because the Ramban holds that the Rabbonon of Anoches by themselves, are more homo than Akires by themselves. Because Anoches, mi the Rabbonon, are considered as a Melochet, sorry. Akires by themselves are only considered as a Gzeiret, not as a Melochet. All right, so that's all right in respect to the Rabbonon. So in other words, it's within the discretion of the Chachomim to define the nature of a certain Yisrael Rabbonon. So in other words, so the Chachomim decided that the Rabbonon of Anoches is to be considered as a Milaches Itzoy. The Rabbonon of Akires, according to Ramban, is not to be considered. Even with Rabbonon, it's not to be considered as Melach HaSitzoi, but just exer. But insofar as the Deraisi is concerned, now, since there is no Chiyuv HaSitzoi, HaSitzoi comes as two elements, Akir and Anoche. So how can the Gemara say that without Exer HaSakosuv, the one who makes the Anoche should be Chayim? And the Gemara in the Talmud says, no, we have Exer HaSakosov. So that means, Mr. Asvore, the Makshin is right, that the one who is Meniach, even though he didn't make the Anoche, should be Mechuyev. So in the first situation, the third Bove, Poshat Onias Yodin Lifnim, and then the Balabais takes it out. What does he do, the Balabais? He takes out a handkerchief that is already in his house, but he takes it out from his hand, from the Oni's hand, and puts it in his hand. So without Exer HaSakosov, I should say he's Chayev. How is that possible? Why do we need a posik? So it goes without saying that we don't need a posik. We don't need a posik that Nosan, that in the case of Poshat Oni Yesod Lifnim, Vinoto Babayis Misecho. For example, let's say Shkia is 6:10, and then at 6:09, so the Oni stretches out his hand, and then he keeps it like this for a few minutes. Then, after Shkia, and it's already night, it's already after Tzitzak Chovim, so the Balabais takes it out. In such a case, the Gemara wouldn't have a Havamine that the Balabais should be Chayim. Without Exer HaSakosov. Because after all, without Akira and Anoche, so it's not Itzoye. The mere removal from the Oni's hand into his hand, that doesn't count as Itzoye. What took place as a result of the removal of the handkerchief from the owner's hand and into the Balabai's hand. Nothing. I mean, just it's just like the removal of a handkerchief that is lying here on the table and he puts it there on the table. So the Gemara, you had the halamine that the Balabai should be chayev according to Ramban, only in a case when the Meloche had both elements, Akira and Anoche. It had the element of Akira and Chilul Rishuyes and Anoche. And everything took place on Shabbos. Everything took place on Shabbos. So it is a Meloche Shabbos. So the Meloche is a Meloche Shleim. But the only thing is, the Balabais did not do everything. He didn't do everything. But the Meloche was done by Shleimuso and on Shabbos. But he consummated the Meloche. He consummated the Meloche. So Mimele, the Gemara said, so the Makshin said, since the Meloche Shabbos was done by Shleimuso, and the Balabais consummated the Meloche, so he consummated the Meloche Shabbos, he should be chayev. So the Gemara gives a teretz, no, because there is a special Gzeiras HaKosuv. So it's only because of the special Gzeiras HaKosuv. But let's say if we didn't have a special Gzeiras HaKosuv, so the one who consummates the Aveire, he is chayev. Now let's say Ligabe Ritzicha, we don't have such a Gzeiras HaKosuv. So Gabitzich, in certain situations, we also have Gzeiras HaKosuv. I mean, sometimes in certain situations. But according to certain Tanoim. But without the special Gzeiras HaKosuv. So then, let's say, suppose somebody is a Kiu Asorob Niodem Basorob Maklis. Bozeach Hazeh. So one Tanoim says, Hoachin Chayev. Why? Because he kirev misasei, and the one who says that the achim is not chayiv is also because a kol nefesh, because there is a special zel sakosuf. But of course, the is so it's only special zel sakosuf. Otherwise, the achim would be chayiv misas bezin, and even with the special zel sakosuf, so it's only ptur of misa. But the ritzeach is, there is no doubt, he's a real ritzeach. The achim is the real ritzeach. And according to one Tane, so Achin Chayev, Mipnishi Kirev Misosei. So Mimele, this is the Gemara's Kashe. Inasmuch as the Meloche was done Bishlemuso and on Shabbos, it's not that the Akira took place before Shkia on Friday, and the Anoche took place after Shkia. Then, of course, they couldn't be Chayev. But the Akira and the Anoche were done Bishlemuso. But the Balabais consummated it. So Mimele, he should be chayev. So the Gemara says, no, there is a special Gzeiras HaKosuv that it's not in Ma'isa Aveire until the same person does all the ingredients of the Meloche. So Mimele, now if we got so far, so we can understand the Teisves also. True indeed, the Teisves doesn't explain the Gemara of Isure di Osel de Chiyuv Chatos. Isure di Osel de Chiyuv Chatos. The Ramban explains it. And Teisves explains it like the Rivo and the Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi. That which is said Rabbonon is Mochomu and Hezichal Hashem Milechas Itzoye. Only the Rabbonon of Chiyuv Rishuis. Chiyuv Rishuis. Mashein kin Anoche by itself. Without Chiluf Rishuyes, so is even mid Rabbonon, it's not considered as a Meloche Shabbos. Why not? Because there is a Gzeiras HaKosuv of Ba'aseiso, Kulo V'lo Yaseiso Mikzoso. So that means that there is a special Gzeiras HaKosuv vis-a-vis Meloche Shabbos, that one person must do all the elements, all the ingredients of the Meloche. So once we have that Gzeiras HaKosuv, so that means if the Meloche is not done by Shleimuso, it's not in Meloche Shabbos. It's not in Meloche Shabbos. So just as Midraisa, it's not in Meloche Shabbos. Unless the same person performs all the ingredients of the Meloche, so Midrabonon, it shouldn't have Vichaleishem Meloche Shabbos either. But the Chachomim assert certain things because of Gzeire. So, but in Melech HaShabbos he doesn't have. But in the case where one makes the Chiluf Rishuyis, so then it's more, it resembles in Melech HaGemurah. Because after all, what is the essential nature of Itzoye? Meitzim Yashus Lashus. Now, 1,000 Akiras and Anoches in the same Rishus do not partake of the nature of Meitzim Yashus Lashus. Let's say, if a person will be Eker Echeifet in the same room and be Maniachet, and then again Eker and then Maniachet 1,000 times. So he doesn't partake of the nature of Itzoyim Yashus Lashus. Masha'inkin in the case of Poshat Ooni, Es Yodel Ifnim. So even though he doesn't make the Anoche, but it certainly resembles the Meloche of Itzoyim Yashus Lashus. Except that there is one ingredient lacking. So Mimele, the Rabbonon declared it as a Meloches Itzoyim. But that is only, that is Teis Veshite after the Maskon of the Gemara. I mean that there is a special Zeres HaKosuv of Ba'asei Sekulo La'asei Somiksoso. Masha'in came before we knew that there is a special Zeres HaKosuv Ba'asei Sekulo La'asei Somiksoso. So Mr. Asvore, we should say, inasmuch as the Meloche was done Bishlemuso on Shabbos, and one person consummated it, so he should be Chayev. But once we know that there is a special Aloche, that the same person must perform all the ingredients of the Meloche, so even mid Rabbonon, Hanoche without Akire and without Chiluf Rishuyis should not have a Chalisha Meloche. But Chiluf Rishuyis, yes. Why? Because Chiluf Rishuyis resembles a Hitzoyim Yashus Lashus. Right. So the Gemara says, "Voisav the Meloche min Aye Tanya Rebbeim Mamoretz." Baseiso, or he says, "Kulo vleisem mitzoso." Yochid voso iso chayev, shnayim voso iso pturim. Shnayim voso iso pturim. So in other words, Tosfos points out that when, even though the Gemara uses here the expression shnayim voso iso pturim, so it does not have reference to the case of two individuals carrying out on their shoulders, let's say, a large beam. That's another pturim. Here the Braise doesn't discuss this pturim of Shnaim Shosu when two individuals both make Akira and Anoch. That's an adapter. So there we have a machleke between Rav Meir, Rav Yudin, Rav Shimon, Ze Yochel, Ve Yochel, so we have all kinds of quality. That's in regard to the Aloche of Shnaim Shosu, where two people do the same loche and everyone does everything, but they do it together. Let's say Reuven and Shimon carry out a big beam on their shoulders. So it's not that Reuven does the Akira and Shimon does the Anoche, but they do the meloche jointly together. Mashenke, when one Reuven makes the Akira and Shimon makes the Anoche, that's an adaptor of Basei So Kula Basei So Mikzoso. So even though the Braise here mentions the expression Yochid Voso is a Chayev, Shnayim Voso is a Pturim, but the Shnayim Voso is a Pturim does not have reference to a case of two people carrying out a Kero. But it has reference to the same thing. In other words, when one does only one ingredient of the Meloche, not all the ingredients of the Meloche. All right. Itmaname Omar Friye Bagamde Nizrikom Pichavuro Viomru Baseiso Yochit Shoso Chayev Shnaim Shosu Shnauiso Subtu Subtu. Alright, but there is an adapter also, even though here the Gemara doesn't discuss it, but there is an adapter that Shnaim Shosu Pturi. In other words, if two people carry out the Keo. But then we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We have machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's only if ze yochel vize yochel, so shnayim shosu is pturim. But if it's zeine yochel vize ine yochel, let's say if it's a heavy, very heavy beam that one of the two by himself couldn't carry it out on his shoulders, but only when the big beam is carried on the shoulders of both, So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so they are both chayev, and according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's Zayin Yochel, they are also potter. Now, Teisves, in Pirik HaMatzniyah, Esti Kashe, now, there is a aloche, Shnayim Shosu, Pturim. And what does Shnayim Shosu mean if two carry out, let's say, certain chayvitz? So it's Pturim. So if it's Zeyochel, Vizeyochel, then everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that it's Pturim. For example, if it's a light object, let's say, suppose two individuals, Reuven and Shimon, will carry out a sefer. So, in other words, so Reuven without Shimon would be able to carry it, and Shimon without Reuven would be able to carry it. So it's Zeyochel, Vizeyochel. So then, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are made that it is that they are Pturim. But suppose it's Zeyochel, Vizeyochel. Let's say, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven keeps on his shoulders the bulk of the beam. And then Shimon just puts his hand. He puts a few fingers beneath the beam. So then the aloha is, so in other words, Reuven is a Yochel. Without Shimon's help, he would do it. And Shimon is only Misayeya. Because Shimon, without Reuven doing what Reuven does, wouldn't be able to carry it out. So Reuven is Chayev and Shimon is Potter. So Teisa says the Kashe, why do we say that Chay Nisi Esatzmei, if a person carries another person, so then the carrier is Potter. Why? Because the person who is carried, he makes it easy for the carrier that he should be carried. So, but the carrier of the person who is carried, he is Yochel. Even let's say if the person who lets himself be carried wouldn't cooperate and wouldn't make it easier for him, for the Gemara says that legabei pasoye, I mean they were very heavy people. I mean the Persians, affluent and heavy people, and they were very lazy. And when somebody carried them, so they didn't make the burden, the load, easier. So then the halacha of Chay Nisi Esatzmei doesn't apply as to the Persian aristocrats. It doesn't apply to them. Because they didn't lighten the burden. So the only reason as to why we say Chay Nisi Esatzmei is because the person who is carried lightens the burden. So we should apply the halacha of Zeh Yochel and Zeh Yochel. Let's say, if Reuven and Shimon carry out a beam, and Reuven carries the bulk of the beam on his shoulders, and without Shimon's help, he would be able to do it. But Shimon helps Reuven in such a way that without Reuven's work, Shimon wouldn't be able to carry it out. So Reuven is Chayev and Shimon is Potter. Now, if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, so true that Shimon lightens the burden, but even if he didn't cooperate, let's say if he had been like the Persian aristocrats, so Reuven would still do the job, but it would be a little more difficult for Reuven. So Reuven is a Yochel, and Shimon is not a Yochel. So Reuven should be Chayev. So why do we say Chayev is Esatzmei? And if Reuven carries Shimon on his shoulders, so Reuven is Potter. That's Teisves Ikash in Amatznia. So Teisves gives the Teretz. In the Matzniyah, Teisves gives the Teretz in the Matzniyah that here there is a special Gzeres HaKosuf, because we learn out from the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan, so those who did work in the Mishkan, so of course Hitzoyah was one of the works. So what kind of objects? So whom did the people in the Mishkan carry? Kroshim, Chafotzim. Koshim, Machtin, I mean all kinds of objects. But in the Mishkan, in connection with the Mishkan, no person, no Balchai was carried. They didn't carry Balchai, they didn't carry a person. So in other words, so Teisves Shita is that the reason is why when you carry out a person, so you are not Chayev, is not because it's not a Masi. It is a Masi. But it's a special Gzeres HaKosov because it has to be Dumya de Mishkan. And the Mishkan Nitzoye consisted in carrying Chafotzim, not in carrying people or Balchai. That's the issue. However, the Roshna Rambam is that Heitzi Esorodom any mass. So it's not because of his special Gzeres HaKosov, because he's not a Maase. Why isn't he a Maase? Because Chayne is Esatzme. The Pashtus Haloshen of the expression Chayne is Esatzme is not like Teisves, is like the Rambam. So then the Kashi of Teisves is, since according to the Rambam, the Aloche of Chayne is Esatzme is based upon the fact that in view of the fact that he lightens his own burden, his own load, the carried person lightens his own load, so Mimele is not considered a Maase. So why? So it should be, we should apply the